little disclaimer that I, Mystic, and am an employee of Wizards of the Coast on the D&D team.
Last time on Utopia Podcast, the party experienced a strange frog-like creature in town. Godfrey, able to hold his breath and go invisible with his new magic ring, leaves the party to go find them. The rest of the group have a shopping day. When they all reconvene, Godfrey conveys to the party that the weird frog creature and the woman with it went into a building called Fortunes by Fortuna. After shopping, the party head to the castle to speak with Reem and Ennanoth. And it's in the study waiting that we find them.
Sitting in this office for probably about 40 minutes, and then a halfling woman walks in. Oofta, it's been a long time, right? Here, I got you some cookies and some tea here. I'll set it right there for you. You got it? All right. Good to see you. Have a good day. She just walks right back out.
Doris.
So many different dialects in the city.
It's a cultural melting pot. Godfrey has taken out his like notepad and has just been sketching.
What are you sketching?
No one can see he's invisible.
Your pad isn't invisible. I guess it is technically. Yeah.
Wearing or carrying.
Well, can you see what you're sketching?
No.
What? Confidence and invisibility.
It's just the sound of like scratching pen and paper. Just
so Godfrey is like going full ASM artist in the corner.
Who is that to pass time for, us or him?
I think he does unconsciously.
I really want to see what it looks like afterwards. Like, will it be good? Will it be bad? Which one is funnier?
Can we hang it up next to my picture of the cat?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, we can hear you.
His words aren't invisible too, right?
No,
I have a ruling question, Sierra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I were to prestidigitate some nonsense with what Godfrey is drawing, would I have to see it to be able to do that?
I'm pretty sure. It depends on what the spell says. Can pull up the rules.
It says you can make a color, a small mark, or a symbol appear on an object or a surface for 1 hour.
Components have to be visible.
You create one of the following magical effects in range.
Yes.
Morgus is just going to twiddle his fingers and make something excessively inappropriate appear on the pad for the next hour.
Well, Godfrey's not going to know. He can't see it either.
So, like,
it's going to affect what I show the viewers at the end of the episode.
And have fun. I love this. It works. Do you think it works? Rules confirm.
Excellent. Anyone want to play Tic Tac? Is it X's and O's?
If anyone takes you up on that, you end up playing 1, 2, best out of 5, best out of 7, and then the same. Halfling woman comes in. Oh, you're still here, eh? Guess I'll fill up this mug again. She takes the tray and the pot and takes it back.
Before you go, could we perchance get, like, some assorted cheeses?
Are you asking me to dig into the king's secret stash just for you?
Not the king's secret stash. I was... Yeah. Never mind. Wait.
Cheese?
I'm just a bit peckish, that's all.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you very much.
That wasn't a question on whether what you wanted. That was a question on whether you were brave enough to say yes. You failed. She probably would have done it.
She said she'll see what she can do. I think the ball's in her court.
The total time that you all wait is 4 hours.
Oh my god, by this point we start making up more rules for tic-tac-toe.
Livy is getting his ass kicked.
And you're like, no, now we have the tic-tac-toe inside of the tic-tac-toe. Wherever you put the mark in the tic-tac-toe, you have to play in that square of the other big tic-tac-toe next, okay? This is how it works now. It's tic-tac-toe-ception! You're playing the wrong square!
The cheese plate is brought out, but you can tell that it maybe is cheese that was out most of the day on any sort of, like, snack setup. Livy, you've certainly seen this before. Like, in the morning after breakfast, they clear the breakfast for the people who live in the castle, and then they bring out, like, a little snack tray. And so, like, it's a little hard on the outside. But you can cut into it and eat it just fine. There's, like, crackers and some grapes and melons and different types of berries. Summer fruit harvest. And as the last grape is kind of picked off, you all hear a clatter at the front door and voices kind of, like, raised. And you definitely recognize the timbre of one of them as being Reem. And he opens the door that you all came into this office from the front of the house. Ah, here you all need some help with something. Haven't seen you all in a while. And he's in full riding gear. He looks sweaty. His hair is even a little bit damp, and you can see sort of patches of sweat through his coat under his arms. His white breeches are kind of dirty and dusty and mucky, as if they haven't been changed or washed in a while. And he comes right around, leaving mud tracks from his boots all the way around to the desk, and takes his classic stance, arms crossed, boots up onto the desk. The mud kind of, like, sloshes off onto the papers there.
I'm going to prestidigitate some of the mud off the desk.
You don't have to do that, you know.
I really did. By all means.
Right, you have questions for me?
Yeah, a few, a lot. Okay, so above table, how honest do we want to be with Reem? We want questions, we want answers from him. I think that's his brother. The earth god, right? Oh, sorry. I thought you said something else. I thought you said we freed his father-in-law.
I said, well, he's your future father-in-law. I'm glad you got it now. What kind of impression you want to give to him? Do you want to be the, like, ask the hard questions, or do you want us to be like, please, oh yes, sir, the most kind gentleman,
most
beautiful daughter in the world.
Livy would never sacrifice his morals to get kisses from a beautiful woman, no matter how cool she is. I just was wondering if, like, we wanted to lie about some stuff or keep some stuff hidden. Like, how much do we want to trust Reem?
All I had written was that it was talk to Reem, Livy personal. So my estimations, whatever Livy wants to do, I'm on board with.
Okay, cool. Because I wanted to get kind of like honest with Reem and be like, yo, what the fuck? We found your brother.
Oh, yeah.
And also freed the King of Nightmares. And we would like some information about both of them.
Okay.
How was he trapped originally?
Which one?
King of Nightmares. How did they do that exactly?
I don't really know exactly. It was way before my time. Rudy was already the King of Nightmares by the time I was born, but I guess from stories that were told is that Mother grew upset. He kept stealing people from Earth, hurting the humanoids, and so she trapped him away, stole his powers, and gave them to Rudy, who was born powerless. My father never forgave him for that.
When he was born powerless?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But his Earth?
Which is the irony, right? So once my father murdered my mother and she died, he siphoned her power into a vessel and then forced it upon Rudy as a funeral gift. I told you he never forgave it.
Yeah. You know, you're a pretty good dad, all things considered.
Thank you. He starts, like, looking at his nails. Anything else? Kind of busy today.
Yeah. We're trying to get in contact with... Has there been any information about the monster that went out into the sea?
Oh, right. Yes, my friend helped me organize a party to go down and take care of that. It's rather brutal. A cyclops hiding in the ruins of my old home. Bunch of darklings with them. Don't know what they were looking for. Unfortunately, my dear friends, a small trio of sisters were displaced from that space. I've recently found refuge in the city. Been keeping my eye on them. Nothing bad so far.
So like slowly raises her hand.
Yes.
Does the trio of sisters have names?
Yes.
And they would be...
Why do you ask?
Well, there's just like... I feel like they feel like they're sisters that we've heard about. And someone said that one of them may have been responsible for the possession of your daughter. And so I was wondering if they're related to those sisters or these are different sisters. They might just be considered party. I don't know how your family dynamic identifies each other.
Well, I can assure you that these sisters are not... the people who did what they did to my daughter. You can see like a little bit of rage flash behind his eyes as he says that. Not toward you, just toward the situation.
And you're sure because...
Well, because they were also trapped with me down in that aquatic dungeon all that time.
Usually, the first people to abuse a child is ones that are close with the family.
That is a grotesque thing to say, my young, young Ziba. He just looks at you like, what the fuck are you teaching them? And then like looks at the rest of the party.
Hey, we gotta talk about stranger danger regularly as children now, okay?
Murgus just drops a piece of cheese when like as Vreem's eyes pan over Murgus.
If it's any consolation, I can tell you their names. Just don't mutter them on the street. They're rather powerful beings, and I'd rather you not get mixed up with them, okay? Are you writing this down, or are you going to remember?
Edward is writing this down.
Do they have names? Are we not allowed to know the name? Like, we might even not. I just want to know if we recognize the names.
Names have power, Ziba. Sometimes the power
to power to control know the person people. Or not.
Mom.
What?
Their names are on that. Silveria, Corsus, and Fortuna.
Oh, we've heard one of those.
You've heard one of them. They had a fortune read. He gives you the side eye. How long have you been in town?
You know, my memory is not very great there. Okay. So, the control thing?
I mean, it felt like a month.
Can you... I told you my... Should I not be telling my people names as well? I'm starting to think I'm developing trust issues here. Who controls people with names?
Walk your own path, young one. You can do whatever you'd like. I've had many names. Reem, King Thedonis. Sometimes people know me as Susan. But, you know, only some.
Thank you.
He, like, shifts his changeling hand into that of, like, a long-nailed feminine figure.
Heck yeah.
Anyway, is that all the questions you had? He pulls his feet off the desk and stomps the boots on the ground, and you can hear the mud, like, onto the ground.
It seems you've been busy.
Yes, since we left. Wars to fight, troops to maneuver, daughter's leaving, you know.
Where are you sending the troops again?
We also found some information about Persephone.
Persephone? Along.
Yes.
Well, that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
She was apparently with Medusa and Nyx, and they worked together.
We're not to... sisters?
No. Okay. I don't think so.
Okay. So, continue.
There are multiple questions here. Where are we moving the troops? We are creating a barrier between Wimston, Florencia, and Fort Mercer. They are beginning to line the trees in a sort of covert operation, setting up camps in certain hot points, as well as taking back ranger towers, which have been claimed by demon and ravenous individuals from the unknown hells all the way out to the gate and all the way across the coast to every ranger tower that is here. You all just happen to be the first and fastest to take down that first tower you told me about during your initial trip in Wimston. They seem to be using them all as teleportation devices.
But you're
Go.
I just curious point of inquiry there. Teleportation devices from the hells or between towers on this plane?
From the hells.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I believe we have them all shut down. The farthest away, though, Caprice is many days' journey by horse. You've been alternating them at the different stops, and so the news from there has been slow.
Did you know Myshiria at one point was part of an adventuring party with Medusa and Persephone and Nyx?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And how long did they adventure together? Were they particularly close?
Well, Persephone is human, or was, I guess. The other two, I can't quite remember, but they certainly had lived longer. Persephone was getting older in age. I think she feared what age meant for a person. And spurred on the initial killing of my friends and family for the sake of their own powers. This is why I shut down my castle during the war.
We think Persephone might be back and she might have the powers of formerly Hades.
I just heard from Hades.
You did.
My father called a meeting.
Go on. What was the meeting about? What was said? What?
Nothing said. Just rings a gong and we all know we have 3 days. It was yesterday.
3 days to what?
So it hasn't happened yet.
Till the meeting.
Goes to the meeting.
Anyone who still heeds Father's call. I certainly don't expect to see a Rudy there. Regardless of his freedom.
Much good for him. We have daddy issues. To put it mildly.
He has a little bit of mommy issues.
Everyone's got issues, right? Families are families.
I mean, my parents were great.
Hey. Well, good for you two. And he smiles through like a cringe a little bit.
Sorry. Sorry. He looks down.
On Tuesday to high five with.
He was later.
Is there anything I can do for you? You've asked a lot of questions. I'm great to hear that you're continuing your journey with the gods, but why are you here? What are you planning to do next? That information certainly could have been a letter.
We needed to come back to Florencia. One of the gods' champions is going to be here. For the tournament, and we need to talk to them. There's a lot we don't know about.
He's at the meeting though, when we're trying to find him.
Are you speaking of Argos?
Yes.
Yes.
Argos has heeded the call of the gong. I cannot laugh at that! I'm trying to keep a straight face!
Is it a call?
Anyway. I love Reem so much. Okay.
This motherfucker just said this could have been an email. Go to hell.
I wish. I send like hundreds of mails and I got one back after like 1 month.
The last I heard of Argos, he was with his champion Krikoi at some sort of cloud-based air genasi temple in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, it sounds like her. She usually comes back here for the festival. Do you think she won't because of this meeting?
I think your friend has made ties with someone who now controls where her body goes and what it does for his own personal defenses. AKA, he's so, got a champion. Your friend has pledged service to him.
Could we go to this meeting?
You see a glint of, like, mischievous intrigue pass across his face.
Yo, I really like Reems.
What would you do there?
Probably just listen.
Probably?
Probably.
Would you kill someone? Or try?
No! God, no.
God looks around at the rest of the folks in the room.
Morgus is very slowly and contemplatively chewing some cheese.
Mm-hmm. Is Godfrey visible yet?
No.
Yeah, okay.
He forgets.
Try not to make eye contact on the inevitability that we absolutely would kill someone.
I was clearly thinking about it.
Could be fun if you tried. Anyway, I'll see what I can do. Come back tomorrow. Let me know. I'll let you know what I find. Now, and he sort of pushes his chair out really fast and stomps his feet as he stands. I must go. Unless there's urgent. Anything else urgent? No? No? Dave, my crop! And he calls out to the hallway. Morgus?
Yes?
You're just going to say something.
Well,
Dave
comes
in all solemn and places the riding crop in Reem's hand.
I'm just sort of whispering into my beard. I don't know why it didn't occur to me before, but it's only just sort of occurring to me now. What can you tell me about Zol?
Zol?
Aye.
Well, I haven't heard that name in a very, very long time. I think
you have heard
might
it.
Be... I have, yes, but I of course know my brother.
Brother. All right.
Yes. Ask Ananoth. There might be a book in the library.
Thank
and
you.
He starts stomping out the door. The mud, now dried a bit, is like really kicking off onto the floor. Before the door closes, you hear some directions between a bunch of different voices. Military directives. And you discern from the communications that Reem is riding northwest, which is opposite from where he told you they're forming the front lines.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow, you really got through that cheese, eh? You need anything else?
It was delicious. Yeah, thank you.
I'm gonna go see the princess. If that's okay with everyone.
Okay. Oh, I just dropped off some cookies in her room. She's packing up.
Livy, if you would like a private meeting, that's fine, but could I ask a favor if that's the case?
Sure.
Do you be able to ask it enough if there's... Well, first for a cookie or two, and second, if there's a book in the library about Zol.
Yeah.
I want to respect your privacy and your relationship, but that's really quite important to me, so I'd appreciate it very much if you'd do that. Thank you, Livy.
Wrote that down in the notes. Iron trap. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Livy leaves the room and heads up the stairs to where he believes he'll find Edenoth. What's the rest of the party doing?
And before, is it Doris? Dolores? Mm-hmm.
Doris.
Scylla kind of goes to get her attention. Have you headed up the staff here long?
Oh yeah, many years.
Would you say you're familiar with everyone?
Of course, I forget some names as they come and go and time goes on, but yeah.
Is there a girl here, mannerisms like me, friendlier than me, blonde, not usually clumsy, but sometimes, is it? Is there anyone here by that description?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She worked here not very long. She spilled a tray of cookies in front of the king, said she couldn't get over it. And then she head out the next day. Only a few days.
How had she come to you?
Yeah, she was looking for work. Our last lady in waiting had gotten married and needed to be home with the kids, so we put up an ad on the bulletin. She was the first applicant.
Did she say where she went? Is there any...
No, she didn't even put in her notice. Just left a note saying she was too embarrassed to continue working here.
Thanks. I think we maybe knew each other, and I didn't get to the day that you dropped the cookies. I think it was, thanks, that was helpful.
She's not in any kind of trouble, is she?
Did she seem like she was in any kind of trouble?
Well, I don't think so.
I don't think, not as long as I stay away, I think.
Oh. Family problems. Now that I see it, y'all look kind of alike.
It's a little undeniable, isn't it?
She'll reach out and, like, pat whatever appendage or weight if you sort of inch back.
does, but like, less her.
Family's always worth a conversation, you know. If you find her, you should talk to her.
Even if it's been... I mean, even if it's been a while.
You're human, you think it's been a while. She kind of just turns on her heel and her skirt swooshes. She just kind of shimmies out the door with the... I'll bring you some more cookies if you plan to stay. She keeps going.
That just kind of stands there wringing her hands.
After she leaves, Godfrey will abruptly reappear. So are we going to wait here until Livy comes back before we go look at the bulletin board, or are we going to leave?
I don't know. Do you want to put some more details on that? Or are you waiting for the hairs to grow in themselves? Looks down at the paper.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Everybody looks at it. No, that's about
that's going on our Instagram. It has to.
I'm famous. It's been a good run.
All right. Livia, all right. You ascend the stairs. You hear humming and the ruckus of moving furniture and feet moving around. There are guards standing watch in the hall, same as always. And you're able to head towards Ananoth's room if you would like.
I break down the, no, I knock. I knock like a sane person.
The door's open. The door's open. So you enter the doorway, you knock. You see Ananoth kind of humming. She seems very happy and joyful and just kind of light in her being as she walks around and is packing clothes. Oh! Hi, Livy.
Hi, Ananoth. Visiting your mom?
Yeah, I took your advice. It's good to see you. That's back.
Awesome.
She like tentatively walks towards you for a hug.
Yeah, Livy returns the hug. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's just two friends hugging. Friends hug all of the time. I promised you I'd send a letter every day.
You definitely did, although they all came at once, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not a lot of posted services on the road.
Mm. Right.
Although, you'd be queen, you could fix that. Just like every 500 miles, a postal could be a good idea.
500 Libby, miles. Thank you. Pretty long distance, Libby. I think that might be less than what there are now.
Oh. Ten miles.
She like giggles with you as you laugh at this joke of comment. She'll turn back and like pat Baxter on the head. He's on the floor and can go back to humming and packing her clothes. Did you need something? Or are you just here to say hello?
I'm just... Oh. You... I promised my friend that I'd ask this real quick. You're in the library all the time. Do you know where a book about Zol would be? If they have one?
Zol? As in my uncle Zol? Uncle Zol?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know if there's a book about him specifically, but there's certainly books about his school. Right. And she, like, tells you where in the library, like, the shelf area of the room, what it looks like as she remembers. But you're just here to talk about books?
No, I was heading to see you, and I promised my friend I would ask about that. And if I didn't ask you now, I would absolutely forget, and people would get very mad at me.
Oh. Okay.
But no, I just wanted to see you. And when you get back, I wanted to ask you on a date.
Why can't you ask me on a date now?
If you have time.
I don't leave until Friday.
Could we go out the door like normal people or go out the fun way?
I'm not gonna go now. You have to take me on a real date, Libby.
Okay. I know some places.
Okay. Pick me up at 8.
Absolutely. And she'll smile and be like, I have to go.
Okay. It was good to see you. And she like calls after you from the doorway as you leave going down the hall.
I'll see you at 8.
I'll see you at 8.
God, am I what? I saw you doing this. And I'm like, should we be doing something?
You head back down to the study and your friends are no longer there.
They're probably doing the thing we should have been doing. They're probably at the bulletin board. Oh, right, the library. I go to the library to look for that book.
Yes. You find the book.
Okay.
That's right where she said.
Can I take this out?
You have been told that you shouldn't in the past. I don't think Libby has tried.
Libby's gonna put it in his bag. And if no one asks, cool. This will probably be a nat one. Not a dirty 20.
Okay. You put it in your bag. And you leave. And nothing happens.
Nice. I just have to keep on saying it's going to be a nat one. And the dice will disobey me.
Awesome. The rest of you head out of the castle. You once again see where they're sort of setting up a tent and things for the tournament that will be happening on the greens in front of the castle. So you head back through the gates, down through the winding roads and alleys between buildings back to the main town center. It's probably early afternoon, like 1:32 in the day at this point. It's a little less busy, but compared to the morning, as the heat and the humidity of this summer day really starts to sink in. It's probably about 90 degrees.
Wait a minute. If she's not going to be at the tournament, does that mean we don't get to go see the tournament?
Who's not going to be at the tournament?
I thought Livy's friend he was talking about. Them seemed to think he wasn't going to be, I forget what Louise said their name was. Didn't seem to think that they were going to be there because they said that they're a champion now and they go where he tells them to go. And he has a meeting.
What do we know about Argos and the meeting's happening in 2 more days?
Isn't the tournament soon?
Yes, I think so.
Later than that.
So, you would know that Friday is actually called Slime in this world. And the day, that is the day that we're role-playing, is actually Thin, which is Sunday. The equivalent of Sunday in our world. So, Ananoth is still around for 5 days. 5.5 days at this point. It's the 37th of Firm. And the tournament starts on the 48th.
So we will be able to go to the tournament?
I mean, yeah, that was the whole plan, wasn't it?
Yes! Yes! Yeah! Do we have our tickets? Do we have to give it in advance? Are we going to participate? Are we going to participate? Or do we just watch? I'm okay either way. What are we doing?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Suddenly realizing the complexities of arcane calculations are not basic arithmetic.
What was that, Marcus?
I can handle complex arcane equations, but not basic arithmetic. I'm just having a crisis. It's fine.
Ah. All right.
Is that going to help you prepare for the tournament?
You know what?
Or are you doing that thing called betting? Are we making bets?
No, I'm not making bets. I'm just trying to grapple with my own self-esteem.
What are you going to bet with?
I could probably find some more crab legs.
Oh,
or some
don't.
Cool rocks. You guys got any cool rocks to bet?
You know what? You go ahead and you line up some low stakes with rocks and crab legs. Hmm?
I think I already have a few cool rocks in my bag that I found kicking along the road. But you can't get them unless you win the bet.
You know what? I support this.
Better find some rocks. Hey, look, the bulletin
one thing
board.
I support. It's children gambling.
Perfect segue. I don't think Livy's there quite yet.
this was that.
You get to the bulletin board, and it is covered in postings, like top to bottom, all different kinds. There's postings for door people and pet walking and someone to scrape the barnacles off the ships and fisherman assistance and crabbing and home building and road paving and artists. And finally, as you're sort of sifting through them all looking for calls for adventurers, there's one that catches your eye. It doesn't straight up call for adventurers. It just says, "There's a suspicious thing happening in the streets of the Elven District at night. Bright colored lights that are keeping me up. Will someone investigate? If so, speak to Stacy at yada yada address in the Elven District."
Oh, it's been a while since I've been to Yada Yada Lane. That'll be a nice visit.
That is it. Thank you so much for listening. Such a great kickoff. Got some more details. What's Reem up to? I don't know. You think Livy will survive Ennanoth leaving to go visit her mom? What's up with these weird three sisters? Lots going on. We got the love game coming up soon. The early May. And lots of great casts. Don't want to miss that one. Trust me, it's going to be great. Intro and outro by Nolan Clock. Everything else by myself and the cast. I hope you have a really great day.